The following broadcast is brought to you by Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. Hello, and welcome to the prophetic voice of our time, where we focus on the voice of prophecy, which is the testimony of Jesus Christ. Our host, Christina Sasso, is a senior pastor at Freedom Fellowship Church. Let's hear what she has to say to the body of Christ.
God bless you for tuning in. Hello, this is Christina Sasso of Freedom Fellowship Church and Sons of God International, and you are listening to the prophetic voice of our time. Have you meditated on last week's broadcast? If you missed it, we are on podcast. Go to our website, sogmi.org. God is amazing. I shared with you last week about the awesomeness of our God, His mercy, His patience, as far as the American people concerned upon this country, and the manifestation of the political revival in this country, and also the beginning of the manifestation of the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence in the body of Christ. It is already happening. It is happening in our midst. And for you, my dear brothers and sisters, you need to really get in line because you don't want to miss this. Okay? I shared with you last week about the things that God have told me and revealed to me and have been praying for many, many years. And I shared it with the core team at Freedom Fellowship Church. The Lord shared in 2001 that He will not allow the Clintons to be back to the White House. So because of that and another instruction or condition, if the body of Christ will unite, we will going to have political revival in 2016. And it already started because Christians united, especially the leaders. And if you miss it, I'm not going to repeat everything because I have so many things to tell you. Go to our website. We are on podcast. And I want you to meditate with that message. I want you to think and apply it on your personal life, on the prophecies you receive from the Lord, so that you will believe. Okay? Keep in mind that the Lord is not withholding any blessings from us. He is waiting for certain conditions for us to believe, for us to obey. And why all these plans took many years? Because He gave us the stewardship of this world. Because remember, our Lord Jesus Christ is now sitting at the right hand of God, waiting for His enemies to be made His footstool. And the body of Christ are the designated. We are the responsible ones to put His enemies under His feet. And at the same time, because of God's mercy, see, the Lord does not want to judge anyone, including our political leaders. He didn't want to judge, so He postponed the judgment for many, many years, hoping and praying that they will repent, that they will turn things around, that they will get saved, and for the body of Christ to pray and intercede for all of them, not just our favorite person, not just our chosen candidate. Okay? So God, because of His mercy, postponed judgment. Ezekiel chapter 18, verse 21 says, "But if a wicked man turns away from all these sins he has committed and keeps all my decrees and does what is just and right, he will surely live. He will not die." Ezekiel 33:11. "Say to them, as surely as I live, declares the sovereign Lord, I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but rather that they turn from their ways and live." God is so loving, He does not even enjoy when He disciplines us, so much more when He has to judge a whole nation or persons or a group of people. He is a loving and a merciful God. I'm a parent. When my children misbehave, and it doesn't matter, I told my two boys when they're 5 and 3 years old, I sat them down and I told them, "Look, boys, even when you are 95 years old, you're still my two boys. Okay? So they agreed. So no matter what, God looks at us in a loving way. And when he looks at us, he sees Jesus, our perfected form, as long as you're born again. Okay? He is loving. So when my children misbehave, I was never excited to discipline them. Instead, I will find a lot of ways and excuses to restore them. We got that from our loving Father when we're born again. So you need to look at him that way. The Lord is going to tell us a lot of wonderful things for the rest of this year and for 2017 and beyond. You know what? You really need to attend the prophetic gathering of the saints on December 31st at the Hilton Garden Hotel. It will cost you $60, and that will pay for your food and venue and formal attire, please. So the Lord is going to tell us a lot of wonderful things. He will give us personal instruction. That's why you need to register as soon as possible so that I will get your name. And listen, I want you to understand this. I don't talk to anyone. I don't want to hear any of your problems if you are attending the prophetic gathering of the saints. I just want to get your full name, and I'm going to pray in the spirit so that what God will tell you, what will be prophesied to you, you will know, and you know that it is from God and it's not from me, because only God can reveal those things. And don't be suspicious that whoever invited you to attend this told me something. No, I will be in isolation for few days before this conference, and I don't receive phone calls. I don't entertain them, because I want you to really be touched by an almighty God. He gets excited. God gets excited every time he touches someone and their life got transformed and make them a believer instead of unbeliever. So that was the purpose, and to release blessings upon your life. So don't miss it, okay? SOGMI.org. So the Lord is going to tell us wonderful things for 2017, personal and instruction, because what he's going to tell us, if we're not going to allow the Holy Spirit to lead us, he is going to do something in 2017 and beyond that you would not believe even if you were told. This is a prophecy. And do you need a scripture? Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 5. So only believe. In John chapter 11, verse 40, this came from the mouth of Jesus himself. It says, "Then Jesus said, 'Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?'" What is glory? What is the glory of God? His goodness, his character, his might, his power. He's all-knowing, and other things. That's the glory of God. You would see the goodness of God. Again, John 11:40. "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" I'm excited. I am now in the Philippines with a team. It's not too late for you to sow a seed, because we paid for everything, especially in the remote areas, to empower them, and it's our seed. And if I received more seeds from you, our listeners, then in the third week, I will hold another leadership training to empower God's leaders in that area, including the business leaders or future millionaires. So go to our website, SOGMI.org, and click donate. Everybody's excited. I am excited too. I will share to you as much as I can over this radio, over the newsletter, and I will constantly be praying for you, and I'm going to ask everyone, including the leaders, to pray for our partners and friends of Sons of God International and Freedom Fellowship Church. And they have been doing that faithfully, because they are so grateful to have this kind of training that we're giving them, and be a part of it, will you? Opportunities are everywhere. You need to get on board, my dear brothers and sisters. this is real good. These are supernatural things. It is amazing. And what we're going to experience, as I'm experiencing it now, the leaders of Freedom Fellowship Church are experiencing it now. And it can be put in words. In Psalm chapter 126, verses 1 through 6. Again, Psalm 126, verses 1 through 6. This is what we're experiencing. And if you'll jump on board and believe and allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, you will experience such a great blessings in your life. What God is manifesting in our days has never been recorded in the church's history. Okay, Psalm 126, starting with verse 1. When the Lord brought back the captives to Zion, we were like men who dreamed. Our mouths were filled with laughter, our tongues with songs of joy. Then it was said among the nations, the Lord has done great things for them. The Lord has done great things for us, and we are filled with joy. Restore our fortunes, O Lord, like streams in the Negev. Those who sow in tears will reap with songs of joy. Keep this in mind. He who goes out weeping, carrying seed to sow, will return with songs of joy, carrying sheaves with him. The Lord gave this to me, and I am so excited. We will be carrying sheaves with us from the Philippines and other nations when we return to San Antonio on December 19th. And at the same time, for Freedom Fellowship Church and for our partners and members, what God manifested in the Philippines will also manifest here in Texas. What a great seed! What an opportunity. You need to be part of this. It's not too late, you know. Go to sogmi.org and sow a seed. Actually, we are already experiencing supernatural manifestations here at Freedom Fellowship Church. After the November 19th conference, and then the following day was Sunday, of course, that Sunday night service, the Lord Jesus loved on all of us. We were crying tears of joy. And something really great, something supernatural happened to all of us in all of our hearts. Our hearts got changed. We were all healed that night. Glory to God. All of us. So if you are sick or need a touch from the Lord, we are dedicating Wednesday night services for healings and miracles. The core team are all in fire for the Lord. And they have been prepared. They will pray for you and love on you. They are actually a lot nicer than me. So take advantage of this opportunity that is now open for you. You need to take action. You need to do something. You need to take a step of faith, no matter how small it is, okay? Don't even think that, well, you know, I really can't, and make a lot of excuses not to come, and you want them to come to you. You know, the Lord is still going to bless you, but it is not the same. You want to please God. You want to do something that you really believe. So our Wednesday night services are for healings and miracles, and you need to come. It is open for everyone. I am so blessed. I am so excited. What a time we're living now. I cannot contain myself. God is moving across the land and all over the world. You and I need to get rid of our religiosity and stop clinging and stop applying man-made doctrines before it's too late. Get rid of our traditions. Allow the Holy Spirit to lead you, to teach you, to guide you, and allow Him to empower you. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, "When the Holy Spirit will come upon you, you will be endued with power." That is what we all need. This is what we need right now. allow the Holy Spirit to introduce new teachings. Allow Him to reveal His heart. He will reveal His heart, and I have been walking with the Lord for many, many years, and I have this special relationship with Him. In the times that we are in right now, with all the revelations and knowledge will continue to increase, there is one thing that you need to have, and there's one thing that you need to nurture other than pursuing knowledge. You must develop a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ through the Holy Spirit and in the Holy Spirit. See, Body of Christ, there are now two systems that will be operating in this world. Before, it's only the world system that we see. Because in the church, even in the church, we took some of the good ideas, they're not really God's ways of doing things, into our churches and into our doctrines, and we spiritualized them, and they never worked. We need a fresh manna from heaven, because if God would have told us everything that He's going to do in this country and in your life, you will not have believed it. So we are on a need-to-know basis. So there are two systems that will be very, very prominent in our day, starting in 2017. The world system and God's ways of doing things. He's talking about the kingdom of God and the kingdom of the world. And you know, in the book of Revelation, we know what will happen, and we know the condition that Jesus is looking for His coming back. For the kingdom of the world has now become the kingdom of our God and of Christ. That's in the book of Revelation. So don't look at the bad things that are happening all around us, because it's also an instruction or a commandment from our God. It's in the book of Revelation. It's in the gospel. Jesus said, let the vile continue to be vile, but let the righteous continue to be righteous. Let the holy continue to be holy, and let the wicked continue to do wicked things. It means to say, those bad people, they will continue. Allow them. Focus on doing good. Focus on doing what is right. Focus on continuing to be holy. Because those two systems will now manifest in a big way. Before, we are just seeing bad things. It's just like there is no hope in the world, as if we are the minority. But this time, the church will emerge as a glorious and influential church. It means to say that we have all the power and authority in heaven and on earth in Christ Jesus, and nothing was left in the enemy. So why is God allowing both worlds to exist or operate at the same time? When the church will emerge as a influential church, which is what the transfer of wealth, influence, and affluence is all about, the world will start looking at us and will be hungering for the truth. They know of the facts, but we have the truth. The facts can be changed, but the truth can change facts. So they have the facts, they have the knowledge, we have the Holy Spirit, we have the power, we have the love of God that will never fail, and we have the truth in Jesus Christ. Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit will come upon you, He will teach you and guide you into all truth. And truth can change facts, including what's happening in your life right now. I want you to believe on that. There are so many things that I wanted to share with you. It seems like every time I spend time with the Lord, and every day there is new revelation that the Holy Spirit will reveal. There are so many things. You really need to attend the December 31st prophetic gathering of the saints. And at the same time, you really need to talk to God. Allow the Holy Spirit to empower you and to fill you all over again. Because we need Him. We need His guidance. And the Lord has a need of you. So that once you get this, you can share it to others. You can disciple it to others. The church is emerging, in which the apostles and prophets will be on the center stage, because they are the two offices that God called to build the church, so that we would no longer be foreigners and aliens, but we will be matured in the things of God. It's in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 19 and 20. I am quoting this from memory. It says, "You are no longer foreigners and aliens, but your citizenship is in heaven, and you now belong to the household of God." Then there's a big change. Build upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, in which Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone. So the Lord has been prophesying this since 2012. The Lord had me release that there are changes in the way the leadership of the church is structured right now. And the big hint that you need to see, the prophets of the Most High God, they were given instruction not to be limited by a non-profit umbrella of a ministry. He's blessing his prophets outside that they will become profitable for all. And if the body of Christ, especially the leaders, are profitable, if they're prosperous, they don't need to raise money, but they can, as a group, or even as a person, or as a ministry, they can really finance the gospel. I never understood all this fundraising. You sell chicken barbecue for $10 or $6. You make $3 profit. You know how much it cost to go overseas on a real tight budget? Just like our budget, our total expenses for this trip to the Philippines will probably reach between 60 to 100,000. And that is really pinching. Are you hearing me? But nobody can see that we're pinching pennies, because I will never let Satan to see me sweat. I will never allow Satan to hear me that I'm under stress or being tense because I have to raise funds. This is God's idea. He will let me sweat, but he will always produce the resources. Whether you're part of it or not, it doesn't matter. Because the opportunity to sow a seed to this ministry is just that, an opportunity. God will find a place somewhere else. That is a wonderful thing I like about God. See, even before I was born again, I was free-spirited. It's just like, I don't like seeking the approval of men, or I don't want it to fit in a cookie jar. It's just like, I really wanted to experience other things. But now I am experiencing supernatural things, and I will never trade my life for it. And why did God allow us to go through the process of having to believe for everything from us? Because it builds our character. He says it in his word. The just shall live by faith. It is impossible to please God without faith. So as long as God is loving me and approving, enjoying and happy on what I've been doing, I will continue to do so with or without you. I like that. I don't owe you anything. Because if you sow seed in this ministry, you are giving to God. You're not giving to me. You're not giving to me. So I like that. Then I can freely discharge of my duties and responsibilities and prophesy to you without worrying that you might get offended. And I'm enjoying my life. It is the best years of my life, and it's the best time and the season to be alive in Christ. So come on board. If you have not received our Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, give me the privilege of leading you to Christ. Call me at 210-695-1630 and let me introduce a loving Savior that when he looks at you, all you will going to see is love, no condemnation. He is a loving God. Amen. Remember, go to our website, sogmi.org, to register for the upcoming prophetic gathering of the saints on December 31st. It will be $60 per person. Also, if you want to sow seed to this ministry or for this radio broadcast, go to our website, sogmi.org, and click Donate. Join us in our Sunday services. We are located at 8419 Callahan Road off I-8-10. Our morning Sunday service starts at 10:30 and 7 p.m. in the evening, as well as our Wednesday services. God bless you for tuning in. Until next time.
Thank you for listening. We all hope you were blessed by this message today. If you were, let us hear from you. If you wish to contact us or sow a seed, our phone number is 210-396-7891. And for Saturday's program, call us at 210-695-1630. Send all emails to sonsofgod@satx.rr.com and all letters to P.O. Box 1579, Lotus, Texas 78023. For more info, including service times and upcoming events, find us at www.sogmi.org. That's www.sogmi.org.